My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Agnes keep discussing themselves in the past tense while writing about each other in the present tense. And Davin talks about using his gun again, which makes past tense and present tense intense. So listen and enjoy.
Yes, I know he loved me, but he got his feelings mixed up. He thought I didn't love him. I go, are you going to try and fix things with him, or are you going to move on? She goes, I want to fix things with him, but he is not giving me away. He keep on judging me, calling me an African scammer.
Yes, and that's really.
This is how well I fucking played the game.
Wow. It's like,
the indignancy. How dare he?
Wow.
Are you sitting here in the cafe next to the other 20 black guys?
Are you guys hearing this? Oh, wait a second.
That's funny.
She goes, it was so much for me. I think it was too much for me. But I go, sounds terrible. African scammers are known to be liars and manipulators who ruin lives. People die because of them. Mm-hmm. You must have done some very questionable things to make him think that.
Oh, boy. This is like such doublespeak. I love it. Go ahead.
She goes, yeah. Yeah. It hurts. I can't have him back. It is... As because of me, his family hate him. I am the only family he has now. Remember last time I told him my family hates me now because of her. I feel so terrible. I go, well, if you are all he has left, then maybe if you open your heart to him, he will give you another chance. Or maybe you're better off apart. She goes, I need him back. You know how many months I've invested in this horse shit?
Really?
I need him back. My supervisor says so.
He means a lot to me. About $800 last time we checked.
Yeah.
I go, then I guess you need to fight for your love. She goes, yeah, but I want him to put everything behind him so that we take off from where we left, like how to raise the money for the tickets. When I am with him, finally, I can get a job to support him.
Oh.
This is nice.
Actually, this sounded pretty good.
Let's get this bitch over here.
he's flabbergasted.
Her and the wife can both support me while I go to fucking Atlantis.
Hey, you keep each other company.
Child care issues solved.
Exactly. She goes, I go, I think before you talk about anybody supporting anybody, you should make sure you can support each other emotionally.
Oh.
She goes, I'm willing to do that if he gives me a chance. I get emotionally hurt by my late husband's family. They make my life miserable. I want him to understand that. I go, well, maybe you should ask him. Or maybe you have too much going on for a healthy relationship right now.
Wow, God, what a dick.
Well, it was karate at time. She goes, I'm trying to control it, but he gets more worst when he keep on with the quarrel.
So what's he have a German delicatessen food? He has more worst.
Wow, that was nice. A stretch, but all right.
Just made it. Just had that fingernail scratching on the ledge.
I wouldn't try to repeat it anytime soon. But
take it while you can get it.
I realize I lucked on that one.
I go, it is not about control. It is about honesty and devotion. It is about love. If it is about money, it never works. That much I know.
Oh, it has for 5 months.
That much I go. And I don't know much about relationships these days.
No.
She goes, I understand. He only thought and only thinking about money. He got my feeling and money confused. There must be a reason for that. Men don't just assume women want money after a 5 month relationship, which you had.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, if I really need money, then I would have left him a long time ago. Now, there's a fucking point there.
There is a good point there.
Who is this person? They got the supervisor again.
I know. So, they've called in top management.
I go, well, something must have happened. You say he loved you. You love him, you said. Maybe you can work it out. Can't believe I'm giving you this advice. I mean, you're a sexy girl and I should be trying to get you in bed.
Let's get these two crazy kids together again.
She goes, he's the one I love. Yeah. I go, well, then you should tell him. She goes, tomorrow.
Are you confused, Jack?
Yeah, he's the one I love. Is he talking about the other guy or you?
You?
Could be several clients.
No, she's...
Me, but not me.
She's talking about Davin.
Love Davin, not friendship Davin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. And so he's giving love advice about himself.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you considered a blowjob? I find that makes every... If I could do this in real life, counsel my wife on how to admit she was wrong. Yeah. Honey, if you just...
You would let him go. You would let him go. You would let him go to the gig.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what? Let him go to Atlantis and blow him on the way out. That's the best thing.
He'll take pictures of dolphins for you.
Sure you will. I go, good for you. Well, if it works out with him, maybe we can still be friends. She goes, yeah, we can. You're a good advisor. So what are you going to do about your ex-girlfriend? I go, don't know. If she was like you, I'd be very lucky indeed. Your ex sounds like a lucky guy. She goes, he is not lucky. He is super amazing. He's being there for me. I certainly am.
Yeah.
I go.
Every Tuesday.
Well, then he must think you are super amazing, too. Thanks, but my guy will kick your ass when he finds out you telling these sweet words. He got a gun.
Davin's got a gun.
All right.
Somebody check their notes.
That's why I'm making
this
the face
is like
I
the
am.
Supervisor, yeah. Because this person actually remembers stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's why I'm making a face I am. Now, I wonder if the person you were speaking to...
Don't blame my story for that face.
No. Shut up. So I'm listening to this time. But anyway.
We appreciate it, Joe.
But do you think the person you were speaking with a couple of weeks ago was the same person? Maybe this was the person you...
I don't know. My head's fucking... It might be a team.
Because how could they forget all that stuff and remember a gun, something that was brought up months ago?
Months ago.
It wasn't months ago. It was a month ago I almost killed myself.
Yeah, it was not long ago he was suicidal.
But there was enough stuff there to remember that, where there was some short-term stuff that they weren't remembering.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's kind of...
Ta-ta!
That wasn't me.
No, I know. It's somebody signed it. I go, I guess...
No,
look at Joe guilty the way I love him.
He fucking barks at me.
I don't bark at you, Joe. All right, maybe I do bark at you.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the nonsense. Hi, all. Okay. I go, then I guess we should stop talking. I don't want to get shot today. I don't look good with holes. She LOL, smiley face. She will let him know I have found a good friend and I hope he don't get jealous. I go, if you're honest, hopefully he won't get jealous. Maybe one day I can meet a girl as wonderful as you. She goes, you will, definitely. All right. I go, pretty deep conversation for two people who met a few hours ago. She go, life is life and you got nothing to do with it. Have you advised me about my boyfriend so that will you do about yours, your girlfriend?
Ugh. Pee you, all this cutesy
shit. I go, I don't have a boyfriend. time will tell. As long as there's life, there is hope. I heard that once from a very wise lady. She goes, who is she? I go, you might know her. She lives in Ghana. A girl named Mavis.
And for those of you who weren't keeping up with that, that is Joe's.
That's my girlfriend.
That's Joe's girlfriend. Who I set up.
Oh, boy.
She goes, oh, really? She told you that? I go, nah, a hottie named Agnes told me that. Small world, I guess.
Oh.
I have to go, Miss Agnes. It has been delightful talking with you. Good luck with your boyfriend. I hope it works out for you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.